electors with continuous employment be allowed to vote in those elections, they should also be allowed to run in those departmental seats. So the Governance Committee is moving an amendment to the college governance plan to allow those lecturers who can now vote also the opportunity to run. And, of course, they'd have to be elected by all the members of the department. And there are some limitations to the university rules, academic personnel practices, sometimes called the Max Kahn Report. Only one non-tenured member of a department can be elected to the college P&B. And this would continue that and would put this group of faculty members under that group. So the department would have the opportunity to elect either a non-tenured assistant professor or a CCE lecturer. So I move the adoption of this plan to amend the governance plan by amending Article 11, Section A, to add the line that's underlined, and I seek unanimous consent.
Thank you, Dave. Are there any objections? Can you address the microphone, please? Thanks.
Oh, I'm from Finesse. I just have one question or maybe. I know lecturers, some of them have only require bachelor degree and master degrees. And now if they get selected to P&B members, I know one of the major function for P&B is provide support and vote for a tenure assistant professor to associate professor. Now, they may have very limited or, you know, depends on everybody's different. If with a bachelor degree or master degree, they may have very limited understanding of scholarship work. So I'm just afraid that may affect people who are on tenure assistant professor, you know, get judged or, you know, by someone who's not so familiar with scholarship work. So that would be my concern.
Thank you. Is there more discussion? Please, Henry.
I just have a question, I guess maybe a procedural thing. I mean, whether there's the, it sounds like an interesting proposal. I just wonder if there is a possibility of delaying a vote on this in order to be able to discuss this with our departments. Because, I mean, I see my role here very much as a representative one, and this is the first that I've heard of this proposal, which, again, sounds perfectly like good governance to me, but it is something that I feel strange voting for without knowing a bit more about what my departmental colleagues might feel.
Okay, thank you. Didn't hear a motion there, but we can make that formal. I'll recognize you again, Omri, if others want to address first. And, Bill, if you want to speak, if you would just grab a microphone, thanks.
Jacqueline Bracco. My only question is, why are lectures out CCE?
It's not my position to tell you whether to make a motion or not.
Yeah.
Is there a second? Is there a second? Motion is seconded. It's not debatable. We're going to go right to a vote. So what we're voting on is whether we have the main motion that Dave presented, and we're going to handle this motion first to decide if we go back and continue our discussion. So all of those in favor of tabling this motion, please raise your red voting card. All opposed, please raise your red voting card. And abstentions. Okay, so the motion doesn't pass. So we're going back to the motion Dave has made.
What?
There was a question. Yeah, I was going to.
Well, two things. While the motion didn't pass, since the vote was 27-7, I'm going to withdraw this for now and let the departments have a discussion about it. Just FYI, this came from the PNBs, which is the department chairs. They're the ones recommending this. On the issue of why only lecturers with CCE, I believe because it shows the full commitment to the college. Once you get a CCE, you're here permanently, whereas the people who don't have a CCE, they don't have a permanent connection to the college. So that might be a reasoning why they recommended that. But I withdraw this from the floor.
Thank you, Dave. So the motion's been withdrawn. Moving on, there's no old business. I'm sorry, there is old business. There's always old business. First are the nominations to the nominating committee. We have two seats, a student math and natural sciences seat and an at-large seat. Are there any nominations for the nominating committee? One. Steven's making a pitch for it. This is the committee that puts forward, as we just saw earlier, a report that fills the other committees. So this is the kind of super committee, so to speak. Okay. And I'll ask again next month. Is there a nomination for the at-large seat? Okay. Next, the executive committee. We have a faculty seat open. Senate's executive committee. Is there a nomination for this? Serve on both. I do. Okay, I'll ask us again next month. No new business. Motion to adjourn. Thank you, everyone. Nice to see you. Be safe.